There are many ways of doing it. In the physical area, health practices, so that people are encouraged to eat healthfully and to exercise and to have fun in physical activities where they get good exercise. And also in creating a safe haven at home. That's why relaxation is one of the characteristics of our mission statement. Because we want a place where people can think out loud, where people can just be alone and do their thing and no one bugs them, bothers them. They can relax. Or a place they can just sit and have fun with other people. They can just do what they want to do with other people. In the mental area, to cultivate the spirit of valuing education, of valuing learning, of reading, of discussing ideas, and of trying to prepare to make contributions together. In fact, over all these years, we have found that by valuing learning, we've created a situation where you don't need to use extrinsic forms of motivation. The only one that we use, and really it's almost like an afterthought, is to put the report card on the refrigerator, but not necessarily make a big deal out of it. It's just there. But there has also been a sustained effort to try to prepare for the future, a sense of trying to open doors of opportunities in order to make contributions, and the awareness that that comes fundamentally from valuing learning, valuing education, from having books all over the place, from reading them, from parents reading to children. And I saw some research data the other day that said it's very important that children see their parents reading. That kind of modeling, that kind of example, particularly when children are very little, is very, very powerful. It impresses upon them, this is what we do. We read.